I would like then to move to item 12, which is report from regional boards. So I will start on my right. Mr. Johnston?
I have nothing to report since our December meeting.
Mayor Delgado?
Reading through the California Public Utilities Commission's draft EIR for the Monterey Peninsula Water Supply Project for a Cal-Am desal plant. It's a very complicated issue and definitely regards the matters that we address here. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cervantes?
No report.
Mr. Young?
Nothing to report.
And my report, I did carve out time with my wife during the holiday season, for the record. So my activities have been a little briefer this time, but on December 15th, I attended a San Luis Obispo County Sustainable Groundwater Management Act meeting. As the dates get closer and closer to May, you know, there's an increasing amount of activity. And then on the 16th of last month, met at the Regional Water Quality Control Board with the Central Coast Groundwater Coalition. And the meeting attendees were Mr. Tim Borrell, Mr. Randy Scherr, Mr. Dennis LeBeau, and Mr. Perry Clausen. And this meeting was held with our executive officer, Mr. Robertson, and at some time we also had at the meeting Mr. Chris Rose and Ms. Angela Schroeder. So the discussion was more long-term strategies of where the coalition view themselves in the years to come, and how do they see their activities moving more in consultative aspects of their coalition work. So it was more of a broad-based 30,000 feet altitude discussion that we had. Then on January 10th this year, I attended another San Luis Obispo County Sustainable Groundwater Management Act meeting with various potential GSAs, groundwater sustainability agencies. And then just before our meeting of yesterday, Thursday, on the 25th, we had a meeting with consulting firms that have been hired by the county to help develop a sustainable groundwater management plan. And it was basically introduction of some of these consulting firms explaining what their role, what their background and activity will be. And these projects currently are funded through Prop 1 funding to help kickstart, you know, various counties who have basins which have been DWR designated. And just for the information, in San Luis Obispo County, you have six basins which are designated critical, high, and medium priority. And that's basically my report as of today. Thank you.